Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here's our poll question today. As always, it is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. You can find it at 1080thefan.com. We'd like for you to vote. And when you do, please vote hard. Largest meltdown. Okay, you have a lot of options here.
There is, because they always say this, right? In the NFL, there's as many, if not more, games lost than there are won. Mm. And there were some teams that lost games this weekend.
Yes. Okay. First one, Ryan Tannehill.
Ugh.
Second one, Packers special teams.
That's going to be tough to beat. It's going to be tough.
Third, Aaron Rodgers.
Wasn't pretty.
Probably won't win, but no. He's on there. Fourth, the Rams.
They tried.
And they still won.
They tried.
Fifth, the Tampa Bay secondary in the final seconds.
Well, I'm assuming,
that's a meltdown.
I'm assuming we're going with Buffalo secondary here in the final 13 seconds, too.
And last but not least, Bills defense.
Yeah. Number one defense, by the way. Number one pass defense.
Exactly.
Look, I think you can.
Largest meltdown.
Because
there's okay, let me
there's
before
a case
you
to
answer,
be made for every one of those.
Well, of course. That's why it's a good question.
Yeah.
But here's why it's a bad question. There is one clear answer to me.
There's one clear answer to me as well.
One really? Clear answer. Yes. This was an epic meltdown.
It's
it just so happens that they won.
3-2-1, the Rams.
The Rams. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because there's a difference, obviously, between meltdown and just being crappy. Like Tannehill didn't melt down.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Just sucked the entire game. Right?
That's true.
Green Bay's special teams didn't melt down. They just sucked the entire game.
Oh, pat on the back to us.
Yes, we talked about this.
We talked about this on Friday. If you don't hear every second of our show,
shame on you.
Shame on you. Yes. We brought up the special teams rankings.
Yeah.
And Green Bay was dead last.
And before the game, Matt
and it came back to bite him.
Matt LaFleur even said, I forget where this was, but there was a quote, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it right in front of me, but he said something to the effect, someone asked him about keys to the game, right? And he even said, I hope our special teams like doesn't come back to bite us. That's on you. Like, you've had all year to fire. Like, we see it all the time where people fire coordinators for underperformance. You've had the worst special teams all year, and you just rolled into the playoffs and were like, well, hopefully it doesn't come back to bite us. Well, you melted down at every turn. And then at the final, like the coup de grace, right, the cherry on top, the final kick, you rolled out 10 guys there to try to block the game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
That's
could have used that extra guy probably, huh?
What an absolute embarrassment of special teams.
All right, so are you going with that? Is that
no,
your answer?
No, because, again, that goes into my Ryan Tannehill category of that's not a meltdown, you just sucked.
Okay.
The meltdown was the Rams kicked the Bucs ass for three and a half, three and three-fourths of that football game. And then the final, what, like 4.5, 5 minutes, the Rams are like, I don't want this. Let's just let it go all the way down our leg.
So you're agreeing.
It's yes.
It's the Rams.
Because the Bucs were even like, no, we don't want this. We'll just keep turning it over on downs and being terrible and not be able to pass protect. And the Rams were like, no, no, you need this other opportunity. And then somehow.
You thought one fumble was bad.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Try two and three fumbles.
Yeah. So like, what?
That's what's crazy about it.
And
like
then
the Rams.
And then the best cover corner, maybe in the NFL, gives up a deep touchdown pass.
And looks really slow and bad on that route, too.
And then luckily for the Rams, The Buccaneers, for some ungodly reason, decided to run a cover zero blitz where they didn't blitz. And then they just let Cooper Kupp, who last time I checked, kind of a good receiver. Let's just let him run down the middle of the field. The Rams even admitted after the fact that in no way is Cooper Kupp trying to get the ball in that play. They what do they call it? A hero play, because your only mission is to clear out the safety so that someone else can go over the middle to catch the ball. And someone was like, no, they didn't cover Cooper Kupp. Here, let's throw him the football.
So the Rams is the answer.
The Rams is the answer.
But you can vote for whatever you like at 1080thefan.com.
It was almost a Atlanta Falcons-esque collapse. Yes. And it would have been perfect because it's the Rams, and no one has any faith in the Rams, even though when they play well, they look as good as anyone in the NFL.
It was basically the same score.
Well, yes. The Falcons,
with the same amount of time
left. The Falcons in the Super Bowl, it was 28-3.
Yeah.
With 2:10 in the third.
And they lost.
Yeah.
The Rams were ahead 27-3. Mm-hmm.
Around the same time.
Akers fumbled on the goal line at the end of the half, but you kind of like, well, would have been nice to have a score, but they're dominating this game, right?
Yeah.
Then Cooper Kupp fumbles. And you're like, oh, my God, you can't do that. But you're like, well, they won't do that again.
Yeah.
Because there's their one screw up. Oh, no, no. Then they get the fumble on the Von Miller sack, and then instantly the next play, they snap it over Stafford's head and lose it again.
Yeah.
And you think that's it. You think, well, wow, they really let Brady back in this game. But, you know, they've got a big enough cushion. They'll probably hold on. All they need is another 3 points. Like, just keep your foot on the gas. You know, Rams will be fine.
Yeah.
Defense is playing pretty good, okay?
Yeah.
Akers fumbles again. What on earth?
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. They tried to give them that game.
I was just sitting there staring at it and was like, does Tom Brady, like, I've always believed that there's only two people that have ever played Father Time to a draw, and that's Barry Bonds and Tom Brady. And I always just thought it was, you know, dedication, roids, HGH. But then I started to really believe during that game, I'm like, Tom Brady has sold his soul. There's only one, Satan. The dark evil lord is the only reason that this is happening, and yet somehow the Buccaneers managed to gack it away at the end. But just there's so many poor decisions at the end of these games from Ryan Tannehill, from the Bucs defense, from the Bills defense, and then how about the Bills decision? What are you doing
kicking it
into the end zone?
Yeah, we are getting a lot of texters who are late adding the Bills coaching staff as largest meltdown, because with 13 seconds left,
squib kick it.
They should have squib kicked that.
It eats up. If you squib kick it, you eat up at least 6 seconds. That means they have what, 7? You're it's a Hail Mary at that point.
So did they say why they didn't?
They said Sean McDermott afterwards alluded to the fact that all things should have been like on the table. He basically said it was a brain fart. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but he did admit that in that moment that they made a mistake. Someone else, I think it was Warren Sharp that said, you know, the dumbest thing here is that you're in the AFC title game. If you just squib kick it, then on the next play, hold every single receiver.
Right.
Just grab the penalty, throw them all down, because the play still goes. That's eats up 6 or 7 seconds. It's a 5-yard penalty, and now you have one untimed down. Game over.
Yeah.
Unless they convert on an 85-yard Hail Mary.
Even if you don't squib kick it.
No, but instead, let's play prevent defense and give them 2 25-yard receptions.
Well, did you hear about the Travis Kelce play?
Yeah, where it was.
We're going to go through. Lou, we have so much to talk about today. It's uncanny.
We could do like 9 shows. We could do an entire 4 hours on each game.
Let's stay on track. Okay, so
good luck.
One of our segments will be about how Mahomes hit Kelce to set up the game-tying field goal. Yeah. It's a really good article in the Kansas City paper about it. And as a matter of fact, you can hear Mahomes on the call saying, he's telling him.
Do it.
As he is getting ready to snap the ball, he's going through all his, you know how you hear him go, he was like, do it, Kels. Well, we'll tell you what he did that opened that play up. Yeah. But so even if you don't squib it, and they get the Tyreek Hill play. So they had 13 seconds, right?
Yeah.
They hit Tyreek Hill for 19 yards. Okay. So now you're at the whatever. I don't even know what yard line they were on. But
they started on the 25. So if you got basically a 20-yard completion, you're on the 45.
45. There's 8 seconds left. like you said, if you just let that play develop for 2 or 3 seconds
tackle
and then
everybody.
Just tackle everybody, tackle a receiver.
Yes.
And flags fly all over the place.
Game's over one untimed down.
There'd be maybe 3 seconds?
Maybe.
If Kansas City's lucky, they get what? 10 yards?
5 yards.
5 yards. So it's at midfield.
Holding's a 5 yard penalty.
And then they throw a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Game over.
Or Butker tries to kick what would that be? A 67 yard field goal or something?
It would have been longer than that. Is there at 45?
Well, if you're at midfield.
Oh, yeah. If you're at midfield.
67, isn't it?
Yeah, 67, which he wouldn't have done. They would have thrown the Hail Mary.
On the Butker note.
Yeah.
There was no doubt he was making that.
No, 100%.
But. How many times do you watch an NFL game where the kicker is clearly choking? Like, you can see it. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Bengals-Packers game from earlier this year where both kickers just kept missing? It was unbelievable.
I briefly remember that, but I don't know the deets.
So the thing about Butker is he'd already missed one field goal. He missed an extra point, and he almost missed another field goal. Mm-hmm. And usually when that happens, you sit there and go, oh, dude, this kicker's not going to make this. Was a 50-some-yard field goal, wasn't it, at the end?
I think it was 52, but everyone was like, oh, this is going.
You knew it was going through.
Yeah.
Even though he had struggled the whole – well, I mean, he'd kicked a couple of extra – or a couple of other
– yeah.
He made a couple of other kicks.
But he had missed a field goal and missed an extra
point. It kind of looked like Butker was, like, kind of choking a little bit.
Yeah.
But then there was no thought that crossed your mind as he lined up for the final game-tying
field goal. I was like, this is 100% going to overtime. And I was like, shame on the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I sat there the entire time being like, what the hell are they doing? Also, fun note, if we want to be critical of teams, and I love doing this, the Dallas Cowboys season ended because they couldn't run a quarterback draw.
Yeah.
With more time than it took Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs to go down and kick the game-winning field goal from their own 25.
Yeah, they did it in 13 seconds,
and Dak had 14. And couldn't get it.
Well, anyway, there's your poll question. Please vote.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.